Thank you, Ganesh, and dear listeners. Yes, after Vedam, it is time for Bhajan Tutor. Every Thursday brings to us an occasion to learn one more bhajan and know what makes the bhajan so beautiful technically as well as a beautiful medium to connect with the divine. So let us begin on this journey of relishing the Lord through the power and this beautiful medium of music. I'm Team Radio Sai Bishu. The time in the studio is now 6:50, and let's close our eyes, picturize Him in our mind's eye, offer ourselves at His feet, and begin another session of devotional musical experience.
Let us offer our most reverential and grateful salutations at the lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagavan. Dearest Lord, please hold our hand and guide us so that we may never lose sight of the pathway shown by You, so that we strive earnestly, come what may, to walk on the path laid down by You. With this prayer, let's move on and welcome to this fresh episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. The bhajan we will be learning today is dedicated to adoring our beloved Bhagavan as the one who is Shiva, who is Narayana, who is Devi, who is all the gods. This bhajan is in the language Sanskrit. The first line goes like this.
Jaya Jagadish Hare, Jaya Govinda Hare.
So let's begin by becoming familiar with the lyrics of the bhajan, and then, like always, we will move on to learning its tune, the raga, the beat of the bhajan, the meaning of its every word, and in the end we will listen to Baba Sonam from Sikkim, former student of Bhagwan's University, a gifted bhajan singer and a composer of many Sai bhajans.
Jaya Jagadisha Hare, Jaya Govinda Hare, Nityananda Brahmananda, Jaya Gopala Hare, Arunachala Shiva Om, Trishula Dhari Shivom, Hari Narayana Om, Sai Narayana Om, Jaya Devi Bharati, Vidya Daini Annapurna Mata Om.
Now that we know the lyrics, let's move on to learning how to sing this bhajan. You will first hear Brother Ravi Kumar sing every line without any musical accompaniments. Then you will hear Brother Anirudh follow him after every line. Dear listeners, please join Anirudh and follow the bhajan.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale C sharp Pancham. Jaya Jagadish Hare, Jaya Govinda Hare,
Jaya Jagadish Hare, Jaya Govinda Hare,
Jaya Jagadish Hare, Jaya Govinda Hare,
Jaya Jagadish Hare, Jaya Govinda Hare
Nityananda Brahmananda Jaya Gopala Hare
Nityananda Brahmananda Jaya Gopala Hare
Sai Nityananda Brahmananda Jaya Gopala Hare
Nityananda Brahmananda Jaya Gopala Hare
Arunachal Shiva Trishuladhari Shiva
Arunachal Shiva Trishuladhari Shiva
Arunachal Shiva Trishuladhari Shiva
Arunachal Shiva Trishuladhari Shiva
Hari Narayana Om Sai Narayana Om
Hari Narayana Om Sai Narayana
Om Sai Narayana Om
Hari Narayana Om Sai Narayana Om
Jaya Devi Bharati Vidyadayini Annapurna Mata 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 Om
Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Govinda Hare
Isn't the tune of this bhajan so blissful? And especially when you hear it in the voices of Ravi Kumar and Anirudh. So dear listeners, let us learn about what makes this bhajan so blissful. Anirudh is here with us in the studios to tell us about the composition of this bhajan. So Anirudh, tell us what is the raga behind this beautiful bhajan?
No wonder it's a beautiful melody which is based on the rag Mohanam in the Carnatic music, and we call it Bhupali in the Hindustani classical music. There are many compositions, bhajans, songs in this raga, and it's a very popular raga. You have 5 notes in this raga. Sa Re Shudri Ga Ga is Shudga Pa Dha Dha is Shuddha Sa Sa Dha
Pagadesa.
So this is the raga and it is all major notes. So all, it's a very happy feel, blissful feel. You have many devotional songs like
Om Namah Shivaya, Shivaya.
Beautiful song which has a lot of gamakas and
yes, that is a very good practice for this raga.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Nirud, please go on and maybe an alap in this raga would be very nice.
Yeah, I would love to do that. Singing the alap, actually I was imagining the flute, how does it sound? It sounds beautiful in the flute.
I think if we, once we move on and discover how the swaras play themselves out in this bhajan, we will appreciate the raga more and the bhajan more.
Yeah, exactly. And one more thing which I observed regarding this bhajan is the each line, it takes a bit long time. In the sense, the line is long.
Yeah, so, you need deep breaths.
Yeah, you need deep breath, yeah.
You need good breath management.
Exactly. And I think pranayama really helps in getting, in singing bhajans like this, taking deep breaths and, because it's really challenging, it's not so easy. Because you have to stand on that note for a long time.
With power.
Yeah. Say for example, if you sing this line like,
Arunachala Shiva Trishuladhari Shiva,
that's the line.
Arunachala Shiva Trishuladhari Shiva.
So the this is what will happen if you don't take the breath at the right pause.
Yes, yes.
So when you give the correct pause and take breath, like
Arunachala Shiva,
there's a small pause there.
Yes.
Trishuladhari Shiva.
People actually sometimes are not able to sustain the Om.
Yeah, it's, no, right now I feel so challenging to sing this Om even after taking the breath. Small pause breath. Or either you can sing also like
Trishuladhari Shiva,
but still you have to sustain till the beat ends.
Yes.
Otherwise it will sound odd, like
Trishuladhari Shiva.
It'll hang there.
Yeah. And yes, giving a curve it makes sense if you do along with the line.
You cannot take breath and do the
Dhari Shiva.
That sounds very awkward.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we'll explore this bhajan.
Yeah, sure.
I'm sure we should not. We have not given a threatening or a scary, challenging.
No, it's only a question of knowing where to take the breath.
Yeah. No, once we know all these subtle things, so it will be very easy to sing this bhajan.
That will also come by practice. I think as Bhagwan says, before you sing a bhajan, you should at least have sung it 25 times, if not 100 times.
Yeah,
he says 100 times.
That's what ideally
25 times we should have sung it. And if you sing it 24 times, I think we will, 25 times, we'll probably know where to pause and
definitely
take the breath.
Definitely it will happen that once, I have not experimented, once we definitely sing 25 times, we would have mastered the bhajan.
Yeah, wonderful. So let's move on with these swaras for every line. Right?
Yeah, we'll do the first line.
Jai Jagadish Hari, Jai Govinda Hari, Sa 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 Re Re Ga. Pa 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 da pa ga sa ri ri ga ri sa
sa sa sa sa sa ri ri ga pa 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 da pa ga sa ri ri ga ri sa
Nityananda Brahmananda Jai Gopal Hare Dasa da pa da da pa ga re ga pa da pa ga re re ga re sa
Dasa da pa da da pa ga re ga pa da pa ga re re ga re sa
Arunachala Shiva Trishuladhari Shiva Pa 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 da sa ri sa ga ga ri 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 sa ri ga ri sa ga ri ga ri sa da sa da pa
pa pa da sa ri sa ga
Hari Narayana Om Sai Narayana Om Sa Sa Gari Sa Da Padari Ri Gari Sa 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 Gari Sa Da Pada Sa
Sa Sa Gari Sa Da Padari
The last line follows the same tune as the second line.
Hey Nityananda,
except the wordings are different.
Jaya Devi Bharati.
So we can refer back to the second lines for us.
Okay. And as I listen to this, Anirudh, so many bhajans come to mind.
Yeah, there are many, many bhajans in this raga. Mohanam.
Mohanam.
Yeah.
Ganapatiyo.
Exactly, yeah.
Ganapatiyo.
It's a beautiful bhajan to start your day with. You know?
Yes.
It's a very pleasing mood. It gives, sets the mood in. The
absolutely,
mood.
Absolutely. Yeah. In fact, this bhajan is very meditative, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, very blissful. Yeah.
And you have Om also.
Yeah.
The Om itself has the power. And
power.
This bhajan is so very tranquil, bestowing. And you also have
Shri Rama Charanam.
Shri Rama Charanam. Beautiful bhajan. And I'm also reminded of the very vibrant bhajan.
He Vishwapala Gopala.
This is one bhajan in which it is Mohanam, but it starts off in a high tone.
He Vishwapala.
But if you compare the other bhajans in the Mohanam, it gradually develops. Like, it will start with
la 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 la.
So it goes as a crescendo, it goes
ahead. Mohana Raghurama. Ati Sundara.
Beautiful melody. So He Vishwapala is very bright start bhajan.
Amazing.
In this raga.
Beautiful. So let's do the beat.
Yeah, the beat of this bhajan is 8 beat, Aditalam, and the count is 1, 2, 3. three, four, one, two, three, four, one. Jai Jagadish Hare, Jai Govinda Hare,
Jai Jagadish Hare, Jai Govinda Hare.
Okay, so I think that gives us some glimpse of the beauty of this bhajan.
Yeah.
And the beat of this bhajan. Thank you very much, Anirudh and Arvind Sai.
Thank you, Vishu.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram.
So now we have become familiar with the lyrics, the raga and the tala of the bhajan. Let's move on to understanding the inner feeling with which the bhajan should be sung. We begin with the first line.
जय जगदीश हरे जय गोविंद हरे
The first word here is Jay, meaning victory too. The second word, Jagadisha, can be split into Jagat, meaning universe, and Isha, meaning Lord or Master. Hare, which occurs twice in this line, is a variant of Hari, which is a name of Lord Narayana. Hari means remover or destroyer, the Lord who destroys hurdles on the spiritual path, the path to attain Him. Moving on, Govinda is a name of Lord Narayana used most often to refer to His incarnation as Lord Krishna. So in this line, Jai Jagadish Hare, Jai Govinda Hare, we proclaim victory to the Lord who is the master of the universe, the one who subdues all our animal tendencies, who is Shiva, who is Govinda, who is Narayana, who is the orchestrator of the cosmos and the director of each one of our lives. Let us now move on to the second line.
Nityananda, Brahmananda, जय गोपाल हरे
Here the first word is Nityananda. Nitya means eternal. Ananda means bliss. Brahmananda. Brahma here denotes God or divinity. And Ananda again is bliss. The word Gopala comes from Go meaning cow and Pala means protector. So in this line, Nityananda, Brahmananda, Jai Gopal Hare, we hail the Lord who is eternally in bliss, who is verily bliss Himself and who is the only one who can grant us that bliss and who as Gopala takes us towards that bliss. Let's move on to the third line.
Arunachala Shiva Trishuladhari Shivo
Arunachala refers to Lord Shiva who is worshipped as Arunachaleshwara in Tiruvannamalai located in South India. Legend has it that eons ago the Supreme Lord Shiva manifested in this town as a huge pillar of brilliant light which today is the Annamalai mountain. The word Arunachala comes from Aruna and Achala. Aruna means red and Achala means steady and unmoving. The next word is Om, which refers to the primordial sound from which the entire cosmos emerged. The word Trishula Dhari can be split into Trishula and Dhari. Trishula is the three-pronged spear or the trident that Lord Shiva holds. Dhari means he who holds. The last word in this line is Shivom. Shivom, which is a combination of Shiva and Om. So in this line, we call out to the eternally auspicious God who assumed the form of the holy Arunachala hill for his countless duties. He is verily the primeval sound Om and the one who bears the Trishula, the trident in his hand, the master of time. Let's move on to the fourth line.
Hari Narayana Om Sai Narayana Om
Narayana is actually the conjunction of two words, Nara and Ayana. Nara means water and Ayana means resting place. Narayana, therefore, is the one whose resting place is water or the ocean. Lord Narayana is most often depicted as the one reclining on the ocean of milk. But that is the superficial meaning of the name Narayana. The word Nara can be further interpreted as Na and Ra. Ra means to perish and Na means no. So Nara means that which does not perish, and this refers to the jivatmas or the living entities or individual souls, because the soul never dies, it only moves on. So in this sense, Narayana means the one whose ayana or whose resting place is in all naras or all living entities. So Narayana is the one who abides in every being. He is the all-pervasive Lord. And Sai means master. So in this line, Hari Narayana Om, Sai Narayana Om, we call out to the all-pervasive Lord, who is the master of all beings, who is the primordial sound, Om. Let's move on to the fifth line.
Jaya Devi Bharati Vidyadayini Annapurna Mata.
Devi means goddess, and it comes from the root word div, which means to shine. Devi is one who shines with power, with brilliance, with beauty. The third word, Bharati, is another name for Mother Saraswati. The fourth word, Vidya, means knowledge. Dayini, she who bestows or grants. Annapurna comes from Anna, meaning food, and Purna means complete and full. This is one form of the mother goddess worshipped according to ancient Indian culture and spirituality, where she is the divine mother who provides for every person. Everybody is her child. Goddess Annapurna is the goddess of the city of Varanasi in India. Mata means mother. When the son of Mrs. Padma Kasturi, Prasad, was 10 months old, she and her husband went to Puttaparthi, and in the interview, Bhagavan said, "The child is already 10 months old. We have not done the feeding of the first morsel of solid food, which is a ritual in India. So I said, tomorrow, bring him upstairs during my lunchtime and I will myself do the annaprasna." But Mrs. Padma Kasturi could not prepare the traditional payasam the next day because she was not cooking at home. So she went empty-handed actually to Swami with her son Prasad. And when she told Bhagavan, "Swami, I could not get the traditional payasam," Swami said, "No problem." And Swami then took a little rice from his own plate. Then he asked his sister Venkamagaru for a little milk and sugar. And then he himself mixed this rice, milk and sugar and fed it to the baby 3 times, asking him whether he liked the prasadam. And then Swami remarked, "See how lucky this fellow is." Mrs. Padma Kasturi, in her book Tumeva Mata, "You are the mother," in that she writes, "Yes, Prasad was truly lucky to be fed Prasad prepared by God Himself, the real Annapurneshwari, the goddess who sustains everybody. He is the divine mother, Annapurneshwari." So with this, dear listeners, we have finished gaining a glimpse of the subtle meaning of the demand of this bhajan. And with this deeper understanding, let's now proceed to listening to the complete version of this bhajan as it is sung in the Prashanti Nilam Mandir.
Jai Govinda Hare, Yeah.
Anyway. పూర్ణ మత జగదీశ హరి జయ గోవింద హరి.
Last lap of this program, here is a small excerpt of a conversation with Brother Solon Gyamso. He shares his reflections about bhajan compositions that he has been blessed with.
So please go on, tell us these inspirations behind so many other compositions that you have been blessed with.
Vishu, one inspiration again used to be, you know, every time playing it in my mind's eye, you know, what must be Vaikuntha, you know, and although I would have so many myriad imaginations of heaven and paradise and, you know, the land of Amitabha Buddha, you know, but everywhere I couldn't see anyone except Bhagwan. And today, you know, in retrospect again, when I think of it, why did that happen? It's because, you know, my imagination was just an imagination, like it was based on nothing. There was no experience. The only God, luckily for us, luckily for me, whom I ever saw in the flesh, so close, every day, you know, living with you, teaching you, every moment guiding you, holding your hand, was Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. So in all those paradises, you know, of my imagination, all those Vaikunthas, I could see only Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba very vividly, so beautifully. In fact, the first time ever when I came to Prashanti Nilayam, the first experience that I had when I just entered again for the first time in my life inside the Prashanti Mandir, I was seated right at the back, and those were the times when anyone could come at any time, and, you know, there were not much regulation, not much regimentation, and I was sitting right at the back with a tape recorder to record the bhajans. No microphone, nothing. And there were no microphones those days, you know.
So this is the 1978. So no microphones?
No microphones at all. In 1977, when I came, there was no microphone.
In the evening bhajans?
Evening bhajans. And there was this all-pervading tranquility, like peace everywhere, nobody spoke loudly. And there was a type of fragrance all around. Call it, you know, Shivaranjani Agarbati or Vibhuti, but the fragrant, the whole air was fragrant. And everywhere you could feel him, because there was so much of silence. And then in that silence, when I was sitting right at the back, I was just 15 years old, and then I could hear, even today, vividly I remember, the, you know, the chirping of the sparrows there inside the Prashanti Mandir.
Bhajan hall.
Bhajan hall. And then half an hour before the bhajan would commence, Vijaya ji, Bhajan Vijaya, we used to call her, she started reciting the veena, playing on the veena for half an hour. After that half an hour recital, at that point of time, the first thought that struck me was that I am in the darbar, in the court of Sri Ramachandra ji. Because in my imagination, in all those calendars and Ramayana on the outside cover, you know, the outer cover of the Ramayana, I had only seen the court like that, you know, a beautiful throne right at the end of the darbar, end of the palatial, you know, room, the hall. And then all courtiers and all devotees, all the laity, everyone seated there. And then the Lord would come and sit, you know, be on the throne. So when I looked at the throne and his footstool, and then the beautiful milieu all around, the environment, I said, I am in the very court of Sri Ramachandra ji. This is actually Ramayana relived. There is no doubt about it. And I was only 15 years old.
This and was this the first time
at first
thought.
Time when I came. Imagine that. Bhajan was so beautiful, so powerful, 2.5 hours bhajan. The first bhajan Vijayaji started, Swami came and sat on the throne. And 1 month we stayed here, one whole month. And every day of that morning and evening, every day of that 1 month stay here, Swami did, this is what Swami did. He would give darshan, he would come and sit on the throne, and then he would sit there and then, you know, sit there throughout 2.5 hours, 2 hours bhajan. And then he would just, you know, make the, he would tell the pujari to do the Mangal Aarti. So, what I'm trying to tell you is, you know, this thought process developed so well that at a later stage when, you know, when I was thinking, when I was here, and one inspiration that was very powerful was this one, that in the court of Sri Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba, all of us, we are seated there, and this is Vaikuntha. And when the thought, this thought became a beautiful inspiration for this bhajan which I used to sing here, and a lot of our brothers, even they sing even today. Bhava bhaya bhanjan shesha shayana hari Bhava bhaya bhanjana shesha shayana hari Pranava swarupa narayana Rajiva lochana adesanatana Bandha vimochana narayana Padmanabh Prabhu Kamala Manohar Vaikunthapati Narayana Vaikunthapati Narayana Pranava Swarupa Narayana. This was what bhajan. You know, like this type of feel, every time you would sit there and then feel that way, go back to in the evening, and then there used to be, I used to keep one green harmonium, a broken harmonium, on D floor in the campus. And then in the evening, straight away, instead of going to the hostel, I used to go there and sit and then pray to Bhagwan and practice a bit. And then many of these bhajan used to be composed there.
Fantastic.
And one bhajan was this, and in the hostel prayer hall, our music room, I had just composed a bhajan, and just one thought was gripping me at that point of time. This feel. Nidha Magare. This type of feel I was getting in Yemen. I was thinking if there could be a bhajan, you know, which would feel, which would have this type of feel. And then I had just put together this song. Mata Maheshwari Tribhuvana Janani. And just, I had, there was one very beautiful Carnatic classical singer who learned so much from Bhagwan, whom Swami taught, spends hours on and teaching him Tyagraj Kritis. And this very lucky, blessed person, Arun Kumar Tiwari, he wanted to sing this bhajan, and I was telling him this song. I was just teaching him this bhajan, Mata Maheshwari, and straight V. Kumar came into the music room, and he told me, hey, what about me, man? I have to sing one new composition. Because the feel was not that there was, it was not a competition that you are singing a new song, I'll sing a new song. That was not the thing. The fact that every day Swami expected you to sing a new composition. Well, that was a challenge.
That was one golden period.
What a wonderful period.
For Prashanti Mandir bhajans.
Prashanti Mandir bhajans. That golden period is even today. Because we are singing almost, yes. You know, I hear so many beautiful compositions happening, yes. Even today.
Yes.
Because I know, Vishu, that this is a trend which will go on and on and on forever. You know, yesterday we were singing, we were composing. Today our young brothers are sitting here and composing. Tomorrow there will be someone else who will be doing the same thing.
Yes.
But Prashanti will go on and on forever.
Yes.
Because this is a culture which is, you know, this is a spiritual culture that has that type of basis, that type of foundation. And it's founded on, you know, the on Sanatan.
Yes, yes.
And Sanatan has to go on.
As very, in many of your bhajans you have that word Sanatan.
Yeah.
Adi Sanatana.
Yeah.
Because without a beginning and similarly, Prashanti is the source of Prashanti, someone who is infinite.
Exactly.
Therefore, the journey of this place also is going to be endless.
Exactly.
Yeah. Fantastic.
So that was Brother Sonam Gyamso from Sikkim, a former student of Bhagwan's University, a blessed singer and composer of many Sai Bhajans. And with that, we've come to the end of the current episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. If you have any queries or comments, as always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. The audio engineers for this program was Samir and Abhishek. The background score was done by another alumnus from Chennai, T.S. Ramakrishnan. With a heart full of love and gratitude, we offer this episode at the lotus feet of our most merciful, dearest Lord.
So with that, dear listeners, it's time to move on from Bhajan Tutor to Children's Hour. I'm Team Radio Sai's Bishu, and my colleagues Prem and Ganesh are going to host this next program, which is by the children, for children. But all are welcome to listen, because only when the child in us is alive, will we too attain him by a means that is quicker and less tiresome. So Children's Hours is the next program, and I will be back after an hour for a fresh episode of Outside Inside, Deep Inside. And today we will reflect on the palace of peace that Bhagwan's super speciality hospital in Whitefield, Bangalore is. Just a couple of days ago, they celebrated the 14th anniversary of this beautiful temple of healing, and there are so many things to share about this magnificent mansion of love. It's going to be a heart-touching episode, so keep listening. For the moment, here is our bouquet for children with Prem and Ganesh. Thank you, Sairam.